episode of season 2. Welcome to Allie Jake, It's Awkward. Today I have a special guest, Day.
Day.
I'm so excited to have you on. How's it going?
You know, good. Just casually chilling in my PJs in the middle
of
the day.
Can we talk about that? We're both in silk pajamas. Don't talk about mine. Mine looks straight grandma.
So does mine.
And hold up. I didn't shut this door and I'm going to, so it's going to cut. Okay, guys. So introduce yourself, Day. Tell us who you are and what you do.
So my name is Day. I go by the name of Daytime. I'm 15 years old. I'm Pisces.
Yes.
I live in LA.
Okay, so what's your favorite social media app?
Probably Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat or YouTube.
Ooh, yeah.
Or Netflix.
I feel like Instagram or TikTok is probably mine. But also, I feel like YouTube is really good.
Yeah, YouTube's great.
But if I had to pick, probably Instagram.
I like Instagram.
It's so good because you can do, like, reels and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, how did you get on social media?
I started social media, like, 2015, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah, it was, like, one of the OGs.
So, a good while.
Yeah. I remember when the logo was brown.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, with a little rainbow.
Okay, what's something that you find is a struggle in the industry, like social media and stuff?
Probably like the hate. Get a lot of hate, and you have to have really thick skin to deal with it.
Very thick skin.
Like, really thick skin. And even the people who have thick skin,
I feel like
go through issues.
They still have the issues.
Yeah.
I feel like because you just have so many different opinions around you, so it's like, I feel like that is a struggle for sure. What's something that keeps you motivated?
Probably, like, my mom or my dog.
Your mom is so cool. You're the coolest mom.
Yeah, probably my mom or my dog or just, like, my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Allie Jake, It's Awkward, so we're going to go into the awkward questions. Okay, what's your most awkward situation?
My most awkward situation would probably be...
Debbie Ryan.
My college class, it's really
awkward.
She
takes college classes, guys.
Yeah, I take college classes, and my college class is really awkward because I'm the youngest person in the class, and there's, like, people in my class that are, like, practically 30. Like, they're, like, really old compared to me, and I got put in a breakout room so that we could work together, me and this guy. And he was just, like, flirting with me and asking me all these questions that had nothing to do with the project.
Oh, my
and
God.
And we were just sitting there, like...
Okay. That's so awkward. Yeah. I didn't even know what to do in that situation.
No, not at all.
But, like, do you think he knew how old you were or no?
I don't know. I feel like I have so many awkward encounters with my college class because a different time we had got put out in these breakout rooms and I wasn't paying attention. And so we get in the breakout room and me and the girl are like, I was like, so do you know what to do? And she was like, no, not really. And we were just standing there like, and I was trying to make excuses. I was like, well, I heard this, but then I just zoned out. And she was like, no, yeah, same. And I was like, should we call the teacher? And she was like, no. So we just followed whatever the other people did.
So funny. Well, props to you for even doing college classes. Yeah. I can never.
They're fun, though. They're really fun.
Okay, what are your pet peeves that people do?
My pet peeves are people who don't know how to be themselves in large crowds.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a group of us and you don't know how to be yourself, yuck. I hate those people who camouflage themselves to fit in.
That's a good one. I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
I haven't heard someone say that, but that is something that definitely gets on my nerves for sure.
Yeah, it's really annoying. Like, there's a difference between showing, like, half of your personality and switching your personality completely for somebody, you know?
Yeah, that's
annoying.
And I
feel like people confuse
those
two.
Don't do that. Don't be yourself.
Not at all. Yeah, be yourself.
Be yourself.
You don't have to be 100% yourself, but at least get 50 or something.
At least 50. At least 15. Actually, no, go to 50.
Yeah. I say about 20% at the minimum.
Yeah, the minimum. But just be yourself. It's not hard. Just be you.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah. Okay, what are your current celeb crushes?
So I feel like I have more than one celebrity crush. I feel like I do.
I feel like I do. But I have like 10.
No, I only have one. Well, I feel like I have more, but I only know of one, which is Tom Holland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have the hugest crush on him. But mine right now, everyone knows this, Johnny Orlando and Vinny Hecker. Bro, I swear, I can't.
Vinny Hecker's nice.
Oh, he's so nice.
He's nice.
He's very nice. He's fine. I'm sorry.
He's very nice.
I can't deal with this. Okay. What's something you've done to impress a guy? I feel like girls do like the weirdest, just random things.
I feel like we do. What have I done to impress a guy?
I have one while you're thinking. Guys, don't judge me on this. It's so embarrassing. But I had this, like, I wouldn't even say boyfriend because I was young. I was like, I'd say I was like 9. So I was like young, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyways, I had this like guy crush, and I was, that's when I was like fully doing dancing, which I still do, but then I was like fully into it. And I just started dancing in the driveway, and he was so bad.
Oh my gosh.
I thought I was impressing him by dancing
in the getting driveway. Secondhand embarrassment.
So bad. So bad.
Dang.
That was just, oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Please don't do that.
I feel like the most awkward thing that I've done to impress a guy is like walking in the mall. Like, you know how you like walk in the mall with your friends?
And you like, and just like try to
do look good. Other stuff. Yeah.
Try to look good at anything you do.
Yeah. And then you like to your friends, do this with me or do that with me. And then. You guys
it's walk. Always, you always involve the friend.
Yeah. You have to. And I feel like that's like the most awkward thing that I've done.
Oh, yeah. I for sure do that.
Like awkward stuff in the mall. Like,
yeah.
You know how people take out their gum? They'd be like,
that's so funny.
Yeah.
So. I can't. Okay. What's the biggest lie you've ever told? Whether it's like to your parents or your friend? Or even to yourself.
The biggest lie I've told to myself. That's great. That's a knee slapper. This is a lie I tell myself a lot. Is that I really don't like this person when I know so well that I like this person a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lie that I constantly tell myself.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I can't.
Okay. I tell myself that lie about a good
once a good a mini.
Yeah.
A good once a month.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's something you look for in a guy?
In a guy, I look for you have to be tall. Mm-hmm. You have to have good energy.
Oh, for sure.
Good energy is contagious.
Always... Yes.
Yeah, you have to have good energy.
You have to be uplifting too.
Yeah, you have to be respectful. You have to know how to chill.
Oh, yes.
We cannot be on the phone 24 hours. We cannot be texting 24 hours. You do not need to know where I'm at 24 hours. You need to know how to chill. Like, it's okay to show a little concern, but you need to know how to chill. Like,
chill.
Like, maybe I just want to lay down. Chill.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, yeah. I agree.
And you have to treat your elders right.
Oh, yeah.
Not old people, but, like, my mother.
Oh, yes.
And your mother. And have your family members.
Yes. We love the standards.
Yes. I mean, that's pretty much it, though, as long as we're, like, on the same page.
Oh, yeah. Have to have good style, too.
Yeah,
You have to let you have to let me have an opinion.
Yes!
yes. Okay, so this is the next section, the last section of the podcast, and today, usually we do a topic or a game, but today we're doing a little get-to-know day. So, favorite clothing store.
I like Adidas a lot. I actually stopped at Adidas before I got here.
Oh my god, yes. Adidas is so good.
I love Adidas. Adidas is so good, and I also like Fashion Nova and Forever 21.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Wait, you know that TikTok sound?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay, favorite color?
I like, I don't have a favorite color, but I like purple, I like pink, I like green, I like orange, yellow. That's pretty much it.
Okay, favorite thing to do on the weekend?
Run the streets.
Yes!
I like to explore and adventure.
Exploring, yeah, for sure.
Like, have no plans set, but just, like, the
just
plans.
Just have no time limit.
Yeah.
No time limit.
It's like you don't have plans, but you have plans to stay out.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
just
thing
to do. Go with the flow is always the best.
Yes.
Okay, how tall are you?
5'5"
Yes. Any hobbies?
Yes, I like to skate. I recently started playing tennis.
Oh my god, I love
it. It hurts
tennis
so bad, but I love it.
Tennis.
I skate, I play tennis now, and I do my nails.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, nails, is that like therapy? Like, is it fun?
I mean,
except when it gets frustrating.
I guess.
Hey, guys, her nails. She does her nails herself, and that's just insane.
I guess it's kind of therapeutic. Maybe, yeah. Sort of, kind of, until...
Just sometimes.
Yeah, just sometimes, because sometimes I get frustrated because I, like, can't do my right hand because I'm right-handed, and my left hand isn't that good, so.
Okay, favorite music artist?
I like Summer Walker. I like Drake.
Oh my god, Drake.
Yes! I recently started listening to Polo G. I like Polo G. Recently started listening to Rod Wave. I like Rod Wave. Who else? I like SZA a lot.
Oh my god, yes. Mm-hmm. SZA? I stan SZA forever.
Yes. I stan SZA as well. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, favorite fast food?
Dang!
Okay, you can pick two.
Okay, two fast foods. Zaxby's.
Oh my really god, good. Yes. Have you tried Dave's Hot Chicken?
Yes.
Bro.
I don't even like chicken for real.
It's just like...
But I like Zaxby's and I like Dave's.
Zaxby's is so good.
Just like once a year though.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Not in my case, but yeah.
Zaxby's is really good, mainly because I miss it a lot. And what else? I don't know. I don't really like fast food like that. All the other fast food.
What about I love if we're talking healthy, I love Tender Greens.
Everybody talks about Tender Greens, but I've never eaten there.
They have the best mashed potatoes ever. It's so good.
I've never had them, but I just hear people talk about them.
It's so good. It's literally the best. It's
Forget good. Favorite fast food. Where's your favorite place to get french fries from? Burger King.
Burger King is so good.
And Shake Shack. Those are the best fries.
Yeah, for sure, Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
those are the best fries.
For sure. Okay. Already. Okay, favorite place to visit?
I like Six Flags.
Where's a place you want to visit?
Oh.
That you haven't. Well, no, that too, but I was just asking a second.
I want to go to Hawaii. I'm going to Hawaii.
Oh, exciting. I'm going to go to Hawaii, of course. I want to go to Bora Bora.
I want to go to Bora Bora, too, mainly because it sounds pretty. I've never seen it, though.
It sounds pretty, yeah.
It sounds so
I've never
pretty.
Been.
But... Yeah. No, I've never seen pictures. I've just heard of it, and I really want to go because it sounds
really,
so pretty.
I
Doesn't
really...
that sound nice to say, oh, yeah, I'm in Bora Bora. I'm going
know,
to Bora Bora.
I right?
know,
right? So, yeah. I think it's called the Maldives, too. I want to go there. It's kind of
I've seen that before.
The thing about your mom...
My favorite thing about my mom is...
She doesn't have anything.
No! That's cruel.
That's too much.
My favorite thing about my mom is... I like her energy sometimes. She's a Taurus, so sometimes her Taurus energy comes out, but... When she's not giving me Taurus energy, I like her energy. She's kind of like a big sister. That's the energy that we have.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing, her energy. And
I love that.
I like how crazy she is. She's a little
crazy.
That's
how crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like the favorite thing about my mom is, like you said, like sisters.
Yeah.
My mom is very supportive.
Your mom is like your twin.
Have like that relationship. Everyone says we look like sisters too.
Yeah.
We're twins, which is so funny.
If your hair was blonde, then...
Oh, yeah.
you guys would be twins. Or if her hair was brown, then you guys would be twins.
That's crazy. Okay, that was the last question, guys. But thank you guys so much for joining me today. What's your social so I can go and follow you?
My Instagram and my TikTok and my YouTube and all the above is officially Daytime, D-A-I-T-I-M-E.
Go follow her, guys. Please. And thank you so much for tuning in today. And if you're just listening, go to my YouTube channel, Allie J Official, and watch her beautiful faces. But if you're just watching, go stream it on Spotify and all podcast platforms. Love you guys. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Stay popping. Bye.
Bye.